Well, today we're going to be talking about a new vitamin C root that maybe you can incorporate into your life because you might be in a little rut. You could be getting in 60 times the amount of vitamin C by switching to a different fruit. That's right, a different fruit.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello, friend. How are you? This is Wendy Pett, and you are listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I am so happy you're here. And I know I immediately just called you a friend. What if this is your first time tuning in? Well, hey, I still consider you a friend. So thank you for taking the time. Really appreciate it. It's a delight to have you here. And if you've been with me for quite some time, thank you. Thank you for your commitment to just spend your time with me on a weekly basis. It is really appreciated. And hopefully I'm bringing in content that you can really add to your life as far as with your holistic, your health and your well-being that is beneficial in helping you live a more visibly fit lifestyle. So today is brought to you by this device here. It's called the Kineon device. And I've shared this before on this podcast. In fact, I had the co-founder Forrest Smith on the show in episode 214, I believe. And I use this every day. This Kineon Move Plus, I use it every day. Actually, my husband and I both do. We sit in our prayer chairs. It's quite the sight, let me tell you, doing our devotions. And we have this device all lit up. Here we go, lit up with the red light therapy. And we have it around our neck. Of course, my hair is out of the way. And I have it wrapped around. And it stimulates our vagus nerve. And so it helps. The vagus nerve is the 10th cranial nerve, and it really is responsible for just the autonomic nervous system, that rest and digest kind of response. And so I know that we should already be in that rest and digest kind of state because we, you know, just woke up and we're in our prayer chairs. It's first thing in the morning, but this sets the tone for our day, along with reading God's word and just our little routine, right? But it does. It helps to set the parasympathetic nervous system into a state of ready for the day. So it helps with heart rate regulation, breathing, digestion, everything to get it into a balanced, more in sync way. And if we are feeling stressed out for any reason throughout the day, we will put this Kineon on again and put it around our neck, and we can definitely tell a difference. Now, this is red light therapy, and if you go to show 214, you're going to hear all about what it does, but man, it's powerful. We don't just use it on the vagus nerve, but my husband has especially been using it quite a bit on a few just small little tweaky injuries he's had from doing excessive pull-ups recently and from playing some pickleball. So it's really made a big difference in his shoulder and also his tennis/pickleball elbow, if you will. And I have used it on my knee a lot, and we can just really tell a difference. So I want to encourage you to go and get your own Kineon Move Pro, because you can travel with this. It only takes 10 to 12 minutes. It's super amazing. And I'm telling you, it's something that almost becomes like part of your routine in your day, and you can really see and feel the benefits. So this also does help benefit this podcast whenever you purchase through my link, which I'm going to share in the show notes. But you also get a discount by using the promo code, all in capital letters and all is one word, Visibly Fit. So go to that in the show notes and get yours today. Especially if you're having any kind of little tweaky issues, this is a game changer. All right. All right. Thank you. There's my little commercial for the day. All right. Well, today we're going to be talking about A new vitamin C fruit that maybe you can incorporate into your life because you might be in a little rut. I mean, do you get kind of stuck in that same, I don't know, fruit rut? Like you're reaching always for oranges or little cuties. I mean, those aren't bad. Those are great. Those are great fruits to reach for, but they get kind of boring. And what if I told you actually that, well, you could be getting in 60 times the amount of vitamin C by switching to a different fruit? That's right. A different fruit. And you may or may not be familiar with it, but it's called Camu Camu. No, I did not say Nanu Nanu. That kind of dates me a bit. Some of you are like, what? What are you talking about? I'm just kind of quoting from the Mork and Mindy show, which came out in the 70s. So yeah, that tells you around my age. But the real name for Camu Camu is Megeria dubaria. And it is not only powerful as a source of vitamin C, but it may offer better absorption. And it has additional plant compounds to really support your body's natural defenses. So Camu Camu has actually been touted as being one of nature's richest sources of vitamin C. In fact, get this, nutrition researchers have said that Camu Camu, and then there's this plum from Australia, I think it's like the Kakadu, or I don't know how to say it, Kakadu. Tomato, tomato, I don't know. Kakadu plum, but we're going to be talking about Camu Camu. But those two contain the highest recorded levels of vitamin C than any other food, any other fruit, any other food, period, on the planet. Wow. Well, if that's the reality, why aren't we consuming more of Camu Camu or this Kakadu plum? We're talking Camu Camu today. All right, why aren't we? What's going on with that? Well, this cherry-like fruit, first of all, I mean, it's grown in the Amazon rainforest, but it provides just such incredible antioxidants and anthocyanins that it's like, why aren't we consuming it? And I think obviously it's because it's grown in the Amazon, so it's harder to get here in the West. So we can't really find it. It's more expensive and, of course, understandably so. But also the fruit is very bitter. It's not like just because it looks cherry-like doesn't mean it tastes cherry-like. It's more bitter and tart, sour. Think more along the lines of like cranberries or even rhubarb. I was actually just out on a walk the other day and this neighbor had a whole box and it just said free rhubarb. And he had wild rhubarbs, you know, sitting in there. And I grabbed a couple and I made some rhubarb crumble. That's right. Healthy rhubarb crumble with it. How do you make it healthy? By not using sugar, by using dates instead. So I can tell you more about that later. But anyway, it's tart like that, like cranberries, rhubarb. So you're not just going to, you know, pop these Camu Camus in your mouth and be excited about it. There has to be another way, right? There really does. But this little Amazon rainforest fruit that is packed with the vitamin C has also incredible healing power. It's definitely a superfood. Just one tablespoon, and I say tablespoon in the sense of powder form, because that's how most people are consuming Camu Camu, or in a tincture, which is how I consume it. But just one tablespoon of Camu Camu powder gives you 2,130 milligrams of vitamin C. That's incredible. That is amazing. I mean, most people, you know, are to get 2,000 milligrams a day, right? And when you're kind of feeling under the weather, you want to bump that up to anywhere 6 to 8,000 milligrams, right? Maybe even up to 10, depending on your situation and your illness. But if you start to get loose stool, that's when you know you've had a little too much Camu Camu, too much vitamin C. So you pull back on that. But I'm just talking on a daily basis. One tablespoon is fantastic. You're like, boom, got it done. Check it off the list. It also gives you that tablespoon, 30% of your iron for the day. And it gives you 130 milligrams of potassium just in that one tablespoon of Camu Camu. So why am I encouraging you to switch to Camu Camu? Because again, you get 60 times the amount of vitamin C than reaching for an orange or a little cutie or a tangerine. Okay. And we need to think outside the box sometimes. We get stuck in a rut of eating the same old things. So I'm here to introduce some new things to you, but also to help you understand that this fruit is so powerful that it can help regulate blood sugars. So if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, this could be a really good idea to bring this into your lifestyle, into your diet. This has also been known, Camu Camu has been known to help with your skincare, with your skin health, because of the high levels of vitamin C, right? That high level of vitamin C helps to stimulate collagen production, and it's going to help against any kind of sun damage, any of that UV, the unhealthy rays, that sun damage that we want to have natural protection against. So Camu Camu is going to help with that as well. Camu Camu also has been known to help reduce fatigue. So it's, I mean, any kind of high concentration of vitamin C levels are helpful here, but I'm talking Camu Camu. So if you're kind of feeling a little flat, maybe you're not getting enough vitamin C into your lifestyle, and this could be something that you could bring in. Just try it. See what you think. You know, also, what do we know about vitamin C? It boosts the immune system. Like, that's the biggest thing about vitamin C. So if you are around people that are dealing with, you know, they've got colds, or you want to prevent a cold from coming on, then bring Camu Camu into your space. Bring it into your lifestyle and, you know, either prevent colds or help treat your cold symptoms by bringing in this Camu Camu. It's kind of like, you know, elderberry, right? Doing elderberry syrup or something like that for prevention. But remember, Camu Camu has more vitamin C than any other source on the planet. So let's just go to the higher source of that vitamin C and call it a day, right? I mean, it's got powerful antioxidants, which is going to help with that fighting against that chronic inflammation that you might have, or maybe it's even acute inflammation, but it's going to help fight that inflammation and prevent disease, which is huge. Now, what are some ways in which you can use this Camu Camu powder? You can actually put it into a smoothie if you're into smoothies. Like if you have a really sweet smoothie, you could put it in there because it's a little more tart. Remember, I mentioned it's tart. So that'll kind of balance out that flavor. You can actually make a dressing. So put some Camu Camu powder, maybe like some tahini paste as your base, if you will. Some apple cider vinegar, some fresh herbs, put a little extra maybe water in there to thin it out. I don't know, just kind of play around and make a dressing with it. And that could actually be really good. I like that idea a lot. I haven't done that myself, but I do like it. You could use Camu Camu powder to make sauces or marinades, especially for like, I mean, off the top of my head, since, you know, I'm all about whole food plant-based, I'm thinking of tofu. You know, when you are marinating tofu, it takes on any kind of marinade flavor that you put with it. And that could be kind of interesting. I think that would be kind of fun. Make it a little, have a little tart flavor to it. That could be good. That could be good. And you can also add it to your green drink, right? I mean, I know those green drinks are already kind of bitter, a little tart, but you know, when you've got the lemon in there, and then you could add maybe a strawberry or two, and that can kind of cut that bitter. Go ahead and add that Camu Camu powder. That could be really good. Or just make a tea with it. Make a tea, add some, maybe some date paste, or just some of you like to use honey. That's fine. You know, I mean, it's still high in sugar, so use it with caution. But just kind of sweeten it just a bit. Or use a whole stevia leaf, but make a tea with it. That's a great idea. And that way you're getting in some really high dose vitamin C. But a lot of people might just want to use and take it in capsule form, and that's okay too. But just make sure you're getting a reliable brand And really the same with the powders, because you just don't know the sources these days. You want to make sure you're getting pure camu. But I like it in tincture form. I like to just take a couple squeezes of the tincture and I put it under my tongue. And that's what I do every day. So that's kind of what I do. But again, you want to have a good source that you're getting your products from. And I'm not going to give you any names here because there's several out there and I don't want to just recommend one. So you can actually even make your own premium vitamin C skincare by using camu powder and then use like a base, like a hyaluronic acid for hydration, and then mix in that powder, you know, and then also add some, maybe some other benefiting activities, skin benefiting activities, with it, like vitamin E, or maybe, I don't know, niacinamide. That's a great idea, because that's already going to help improve your skin, improves the tone and the texture. Yeah, why not add that? I mean, kind of experiment. Don't ask me an exact recipe on this, because I just kind of put different things together, right? But I was thinking about how I have niacinamide in the cupboard already, and I'll just put some camu with it. I've never tried that, but why not? Add a little vitamin E, or you could do, what other kind of base? You could use some, castor oil a little bit. You could kind of do whatever, and depending on the consistency that you want as well. But that would be a great idea, because as again, it's high level doses of vitamin C. So again, don't ask me a recipe on this, because I don't know. just kind of mix and do this little experiment yourself and make it the consistency that you want. But I'm kind of that way with recipes, even in the kitchen. I mean, a lot of times I don't know, I'll make something in the kitchen and my husband's like, oh, I love that recipe. Let's make that one again. I'm like, yeah, right. I don't know what I put in it. I really don't have a clue, because I use this and that. And sometimes I throw in spices that I just rarely even use, because I want to start using them. Like, I don't want some of my spices to feel left out. I want to start bringing them in. So anyway, he's like, yeah, let's do that one again. And I don't know if I could ever replicate it. So I don't know if you're like me on that, but don't be afraid to experiment a little bit. I think that's how we find out what works best for our taste palate and what consistency we like for skincare. You just experiment and find out what works for you. But the biggest thing is venture out. Don't just stick with the same old. Venture out on your sources of vitamin C. Try camu. See how it works for you and see if you notice a difference. See if you notice a difference in energy. See if you notice a difference in just a different level of a robust immune system by using camu. See if you notice a difference in your skincare or in your skin tone and just maybe the production of collagen. Maybe start to notice that in how you look. Take before and after pictures just for yourself. But it's good. It's good to experiment, and it's good to get out of the rut of eating the same old thing and also doing the same old thing. So try camu. All right. That's my episode for today. If you have something that you want to learn more about, send me a text. No, don't send me a text, because you don't have my you don't have my cell phone number. Some of you do, but most of you don't. But send me a message. How about that? On Instagram or Facebook, or just email me at wendy@wendypet.com. I would love to hear from you. All right. Blessings. And I hope you're tuning in to the World Cup. Oh my goodness. The World Cup has been so fun already. We watched the first one, of course, the other day, and that was incredible, right? 4-1 USA against Paraguay, and they USA got that final score in literally the last second of the game. Gosh, I love it. I love sports. Anyway, okay, I digress. But speaking of sports, are you in a place where you're feeling like, I could do a sport? Or are you in a place of like, you know what? I don't have the energy to do a sport. I'm not in the physical ability, you know, I'm not able to, my knees are shot, I'm overweight, I feel lethargic. Well, do you want to do a sport? And that sport could just literally be walking. It doesn't have to be the World Cup kind of sport. But maybe you're wanting to do something more active and you want to live your life in a different way. Well, I just want to encourage you that you can go over to Get Visibly Fit and get involved with our 7-week accelerator program and watch your life transform, literally. From beginning to end in 7 weeks, I have patients that have released anywhere from, it's typically 15 to 25 pounds. I've had one person release 35 pounds, like that. I said one, but in 7 weeks, like that's not the goal. The goal is to feel better, release unhealthy, unwanted weight, but also to get into a new habit, new routine, and start to see the holistic side of health and wellness, mind, body, spirit, emotions, and to get yourself in a trajectory of, hey, if I do want to play a sport, I'm now more able because I have more energy and I'm, you know, I've released excess weight, that kind of thing. And I feel more confident in my own skin. So if that is you and you're ready to change your habits and you're ready to find a new way of going about your lifestyle in a way that will help to rid the body of excess weight, get rid of chronic inflammation, and to help you if you are on any kind of medication to hopefully help you get off that medication, then I'm your gal. Go to getvisiblyfit.com and I'd love to hold your hand through the journey. All right. Be blessed and we will catch you same time, same place right here on Visibly Fit. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.